From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Witnesses in Tehran today counted the number of demonstrators in the hundreds of thousands. The presidential challenger, Mir Hussein Mousavi, had called for a day of mourning. And so the color black mingled with green, the signature color of Mousavi's supporters. It was the fourth day of organized protests, and we're going to hear now from someone who was there.
Joining us from Tehran is an Iranian-American researcher and resident of the city. He is a supporter of Mir Hussein Mousavi, and out of concern for his safety, we're not going to use his name or give you any other details about him. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You were at today's protest, both as an observer but also as a supporter of Mousavi. What was it like, and how was it different from the previous days of demonstrations this week?
It was similar to the previous days in that the crowd showed up despite not having official approval. The mood was very peaceful and very calm. What's notable about the Mousavi crowds is the efforts at self-regulation. There were plenty of signs up that said sukut, which means quiet, in Farsi. Specifically, people were asking each other to not shout slogans, to present a very peaceful face as they go forward, asking for their votes to be counted.
Now, talk about this contrast between what you've described as a very quiet march through the Iranian capital and a very peaceful scene, and then later on in the day this week, a rather different tone and acts of violence and crackdowns by the militia and some provocations of the militia.
You know, I've described to friends back home that Tehran has become two cities. I think from around 4 in the afternoon till about dinner time, it is this site where both Ahmadinejad and Mousavi supporters show up and demonstrate peacefully. However, at night, what we're hearing and seeing are cases where Basiji or the state paramilitary forces are confronting either people who are provoking them or themselves taking things into their own hands, attacking residents, coming in the middle of the night, kicking down doors of innocent people, breaking the windows of cars.
Can you give us some context for all this in the life of Tehran as best you know it? Are nearly all people consumed by these demonstrations and counter-demonstrations, or is this a politicized minority that's taking part in them? Does life go on outside the protests, apart from all this?
That it's a politicized minority, I think, is an inaccurate description. I mean, you hear easy conversations in any location about the vote, and the ordinary life of Tehran citizens goes on. Until you get to those about 4 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon, when the cell phones are shut down, and through word of mouth primarily, people know where to go. In fact, as I speak to you right now, outside my window, I hear Allah Akbar, which is sort of the coda to the day right now.
Do you get the impression that, say, Mousavi supporters are going to just keep on doing this day after day after day for weeks?
Right.
Or do you get the sense that they might be tiring of this shortly?
That's an excellent question. We ask each other that every day. You know, the conventional wisdom is, that this will all end and it won't get to any sort of good outcome. But then people show up in great numbers, as I'm sure you've seen back in the U.S.
Sure, yeah.
I want to emphasize, this is not about another revolution in Iran. This is about people voting with eyes open. That extra 20% that showed up, or 6 to 8 million, didn't just show up for the heck of it. I mean, they knew what they were getting into. They knew who their candidate was and what the situation is in Iran. And having seen those hopes dashed, now they are, I believe, standing up and saying, you know, give us back our vote.
So, first of all, you're saying it's wrong to read these protests as demonstrations against the idea of an Islamic Republic. That's not what has people out.
At this point, I would say that's a completely accurate assessment. I've been paying very careful attention to the slogans. And it's very interesting. After 30 years of Islamic indoctrination or, you know, education about how to be a good Islamic citizen, what we're seeing is that the citizens have learned how to use that framework to petition their government. And so, again, as I mentioned right now, as I'm speaking to you, the entire neighborhood is screaming Allah Akbar. You know, they're using the Islamic terminology, the framework of the Islamic Republic, to get what they feel like are their rights.
That chant that we're hearing, it may be Allahu Akbar, but it's actually what everyone takes it to mean is they're saying we want an honest vote count, is what you're telling me.
Exactly. I mean, they're intermingling it with Ya Hussein. Hussein, of course, being the most important martyr for Shiites. They say Ya Hussein, And then the response is Mir Hussein.
Mir Hussein meaning is the name of Mir Hussein Mousavi.
Right, exactly.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us and describing what you're experiencing. And take care.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me share.
And the young man we're just talking with is an Iranian-American. He's a researcher who lives there. He's a supporter of Mousavi, and we did not use his name out of concern for his safety.